It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 4th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is smorgasbord, spelled S-M-O-R-G-A-S-B-O-R-D. Smorgasbord is a noun that means a luncheon or supper buffet offering a variety of foods and dishes, such as hors d'oeuvres, hot and cold meats, smoked and pickled fish, cheeses, salads, and relishes. It can also mean an often large, heterogeneous mixture, a synonym of the word mélange. Here's the word used in a sentence from Boston.com by Aaron Kushner. Each week, Bale will highlight a spread inspired by both her New England and European adventures. This week's lineup features a smorgasbord starter kit featuring rye bread, cultured butter, cheese, pickles, cranberry preserves, and more. Although the word smorgasbord might make us think of a variety of foods, the Swedish word smorgas refers to a particular food item, an open sandwich, or, alternatively, a slice of bread covered with butter, which is a staple of the traditional Swedish smorgasbord. The word smör means butter, and gas can mean a lump of butter as well as goose. Smorgas teamed up with the Swedish word board, meaning table or board, to form smorgasbord. The word first appeared in English in the latter part of the 1800s. By the mid-20th century, smorgasbord was being used outside of food-related contexts to refer to something that comprises a mixture or assemblage of different parts. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.